One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other than He.' And to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord is bringing us back to the fundamentals today. He tells us to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. That is the heart of the gospel. The fundamentals, if we have them right, we have everything else right. And if we have this wrong, everything else is wrong. If we're trying to play basketball without knowing how to dribble or shoot, we're not playing basketball. And if we're trying to live the Christian life without loving God with everything and loving our neighbors ourselves, we're not living the gospel. This weekend is, this is the perfect gospel message for every day of our life, but especially this weekend. 2 days ago, we all came together for All Saints Day, and we celebrated our older brothers and sisters in Christ, the saints in heaven, who did exactly this. To be a saint is not just to be in Catholic Hall of Fame. To be a saint is not just to be in heaven. To be a saint is someone who has loved God with everything. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux said, "I will love the Lord as much as possible with this heart of mine." That is the definition of what it is to be a saint. And then yesterday, we celebrated All Souls Day, the day when we pray for our beloved dead. Saint John of the Cross says, "In the twilight of our lives, we will be judged on love alone." Yesterday, we celebrated and prayed for those who lived their life and prayed that they lived with this gospel in their hearts, that they loved God with everything and loved their neighbor as themselves, because it is right there how we will be judged one day. And today, we celebrate and pray for our pastor, who is celebrating his 23rd anniversary of his ordination to the priesthood of Jesus Christ. So many good things happening this week. And there's one more thing happening this week we're all well aware of. Before we get to that, as St. John of the Cross said, "In the twilight of our lives, we will be judged on love alone." And that has a kind of hierarchy to it. On Judgment Day, we'll be judged, first of all, for how we love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, or not. Second place comes to those we have consecrated ourselves to. For a lot of us here today, that means after the Lord, the next place the Lord will judge us on is how we loved our spouse. After that comes the fruits of our consecration. For most of us, how we loved our children or our parents. And after that comes everyone else, whether it's our job, our friends, coworkers, clients, baseball team, I don't know. Everyone else comes after how we've loved God, then our spouse, our children, and everyone else. And in that subcategory of everyone else comes our nation. Loving our neighbor as ourself includes loving our brothers and sisters that we live with in this country, as broad of a category as that is. To love is simply to will the good of the other. Our spouse, that means bringing them a drink of water at night, or just serving them well, giving a word of affirmation. Our children, we know what that looks like. Loving our country as ourself. Willing the good of our neighbors in our country means willing the common good for all of us who share this nation. And on Election Day coming this week, what does that look like for us? The question we have to ask ourselves this week is, what does it look like for us to love our neighbor as ourself when our neighbor is our country, all of us here? We can do this well. We can also do this not well. Loving our neighbor and our country does not mean burying our head in the sand, pretending nothing's happening, just staying out of loop. But it also does not mean becoming obsessed. I care about this a lot, meaning I care about this way too much. Yes, be healthily informed. That's part of being charitable. But it's possible to be unhealthily informed to the point of becoming just obsessed with this. This week, we need to be engaged in a healthy way. We need to be by the side of the Lord and be engaged with what's happening and loving our country well. Practically speaking, this means in charity, in justice, we need to vote. That is what our country needs, in justice. That is what it means to love our country well right now, to speak and to vote, cast our ballot as we can. If there's anything more the Lord is asking of us, maybe in the future it's to run for office, I don't know. But the very least, we know it's to vote. Maybe it's to speak charitably out. But if it's not done in charity, then it is not done right. If loving our God and loving our neighbor is not the driving force behind everything, including politics, then it's not in order. It is actually disordered. So as we go this week, rather than getting frustrated, rather than ignoring everything, the question we have to ask is, how can I order everything to love of God and love of neighbor, which is possible? Last thing, as a litmus test of where our hearts are, if there is fear and our hearts have become disordered, we hear today that the Lord is one, fear the Lord alone. If we have fear for what is going on in our country, we can care. But if we have fear, that means we're placing someone else as God. Because God is the one we should fear. The one we should actually be anxious of whether or not I'm loving him with everything or not. I should actually be a little afraid of offending him. We're fearing the outcome of whatever happens this week. Sure, we should care. We should will the best for our country. But at the end of the day, the Lord is Lord. The King is King. And he is the one who is in charge ultimately. And everything else, he's still the Lord. And we don't have to have fear. We don't have to become obsessed. Let us let our hearts, by God's grace, be ordered completely to him. Let's beg him for the grace to have a peace of heart so that we might love him with everything. This week is a small chapter in the lives of our Judgment Day and the lives of our country. It is a real chapter, absolutely. We should give it what it's worth, not less and not more. Lord, let us love you with everything, especially this week.